Welcome, 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 welcome. It's a very, very, very good time in the Lord we have here. And tell somebody I'm live right this minute. It's so important. This is one of the most powerful messages you will hear. Prophetic message you will hear for this year. It's important. It's important. Tell somebody I'm live. Tell somebody You Better Angel is live right this minute. You have got a share button. You can actually click it and everybody on your contact list will actually be able to hear from me. And it's important. Don't be somebody who just get told about things. Be the one who tells, but don't be told, so that every time you are here, you hear it first and you become the person who tells other people. Become the messenger. Tell somebody. Tell somebody right this minute. Tell somebody that right this minute. Tell them You Better Angel is live. You Better Angel is live. It's going to be brilliant.
A lot of people joining from all over the world. Prophet. Yes. Enoch Kainini says, here live from Bahrain.
Bahrain.
Samson says, I'm ready, senior major.
Amen. Amen.
Mawila says, connected from South Africa, Limpopo.
Wow. So it's like the whole world is watching.
Also an atom brother called Grace T. Angel saying, hello, family Zimbabwe is in the house. Excited to have our understanding enlightened by the prophet to Christianity. I love how prophet shocks the ignorance out of us. We're ready for the bomb, sir.
Thank you so very much.
So still people joining. Prophet Anthony Miller connecting from Aurora, Colorado, USA. And we have Kekumba saying, shalom from DRC. I connect to this anointing of prosperity in Yeshua Christ's name.
Amen. And I'm actually seeing a lot of people here, even Zimbabwe is here, Grenada, Caribbean, Kasima Peter, then Nelly, I think it's called Sharjah, I believe, UAE, United Arab Emirates. So it's Namibia is here. It's amazing. India, Pravin Taduri, I believe that's the name. Benjamin Sealy from Fiji. Everybody's here. Of course, some of the flakes are really... Oh, Moldova, Empress Tol. Moldova, wherever that is. Yes. Something good is about to take place, guys. And you have understand something here. I want you to see this from two areas, all right? Most people don't understand. When we are dealing with what God has given a prophet, it's so important that you listen to that. You might have a different view, all right? It's allowed to have a different view. It's really allowed, especially in our broadcast. That's why we allow comments to go. People that don't believe what we say and they come on live and say, we don't believe that. We think this way. We think that way. That's why we read these comments, so that we are able to really be interactive and answer with you, because we don't have this opportunity. Even when we're preaching, we don't have that opportunity because we just kind of preach. You know, the message will be 1 hour and that's it. Nobody's going to be like, what do you mean? You know, so we want to talk about this very important subject, the coming global financial crisis. All right. This happened around the time when the world was gearing up, although they didn't know it was in existence, for this kind of pandemic. And there was end of November and last year, that is. End of November, and the Lord took me in visions. But notice here, I don't want you to miss that when you hear visions, you get to walk to the vision, that you forget the message. It's so easy to try and just, what was the vision like? Oh, tell me more about the vision. No, I'm not here to describe the vision per se. I'm actually here to describe what God told me in the vision. Sometimes the reason why I mention visions and I tell you it was like this is just because I've got a prophetic school, you know. Remember, I didn't say the school of prophets. No, I have the school of prophecy. Okay, there is a difference. So I have many students who are actually watching me right this minute, with thousands and thousands and millions more watching on satellite TV, you know, on Miracle TV, Miracle TV Africa, Arab World, Asia, India, all those. And also, of course, Good News TV 596 here, which is on the biggest platform in Europe, with over 30 million now. So over 30 million subscribers now. And people are increasing now, especially lockdown gets people to increase their subscriptions and stuff like that. So, and we're also on Freeview. That means anywhere. If you have a smart TV, you can get us. That means it's now more, we're talking about over 60 million. All right. So you get the idea now. Then we are also on Apple TV. We are also on Android TV. we are on Roku, we are on Amazon Fire, I believe, and that's so we are in a lot of locations. But with all those millions, let's not forget I'm a prophet, and let's not forget that I've got prophetic sons and daughters in the Lord. So I sometimes would explain the vision just so that they get a glimpse of how I got it and stuff like that. They know because they're in the school of prophecy. So I got this vision, and if you look at the picture that we used, was very, very deliberate. It's a picture of a horse, which is red horse, all right? And somebody is just galloping and money everywhere and stuff like that. I literally had to direct the way it was depicted. Why? Because that's more or less the kind of vision that I saw. And it was coming from a location, a point of where you are standing on land, like you are seeing vast of lands, and you see, like, you know, you have got a peninsula kind of thing where you see a horse galloping from one peninsula coming out of the sea, and you are standing on the mainland. And I begin to see this horse and money just coming out of it, like, whether it was coming out of it or it was just flying around it in every direction, in any currency that you can think of, pounds, dollars, nairas, and whatever the you know, we're talking about signs, just the signs and the money. And I was in a vision, I began to think, is money coming, you know? And behind the horse, I began to see, like, you're talking about waves that are out of, you know, waves that are, you know, divided like, you know, boxes, you know, in boxes, you know, you see the seas like this, and there's boxes, like the status boxes, and just kind of vibrating in the water, and then rose to a certain level that I've never seen. And we're talking about feet and feet up the air, and following the horse. And I began to think, what is happening? And then the vision just cut. And I began to pray, what am I seeing? I had never seen, and I never had anything like, you know, square, you know, waves that is, you know, like square format. So I had to research. I have to be open. I had to research. And that is this phenomenon that happens before the worst waves take place. So if you're in the sea and you begin to see squares forming, leave. And I begin to ask the Lord in that, say, what did I just see? And nothing happened. Then another day came, I'm in prayer, and the same thing repeated itself. And I'm now awake spiritually. You know, I'm awake to this thing. And I saw it again. And I said, God, what is this? And an angel appeared and said, there is a financial tsunami coming. And notice, I'm not saying a financial harvest where you're going to get money. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a certain level of financial collapse you have never seen in your life. Financial crisis you have never seen in your life. And he held two things. He held like a scale. But you know, these medieval kind of things that are oldish kind of looking. And in one area, all the signs and the sign of dollar signs and current signs were coming in and accumulating in one location. And it was weighing more than this side. And then the angel grabbed something and put it on the side like this. It was a stone, but it looked silver. And I said, what is that? He said, gold. And I said, but it's not gold. He said, but it's gold. Then gold began to tip over. And I'm going to be telling you in a few minutes what that means. Watch this. And watch this. Listen, I have got a whole lot of things that I'm going to tell you in part one, and go to part two, go part three, go to part four. So I just want you to tell somebody I'm live right this minute. Then I'll tell you what is going to happen in the days to come and in years beyond this. It's very important that you actually listen. You actually listen. Your life depends on it. Your life depends on it. All right. I'm seeing a lot of people who are watching. Somebody's watching from Suriname. Mikwela Domini, Zion Prince from Namibia.
And we've a lot more. Ngobile, I think, Tubela, watching from Eswatini, South Africa.
I like the way they just changed from Swaziland to Eswatini. That's some kind of power.
Amen.
We've got Onaro Ngram, we've got Femi Akinwale watching all the way from FCT Abuja, Nigeria. We've got
Kundai Ngapawe from, I think Ngapawe, or maybe it's G or Q, from Zimbabwe. Thank you so much.
Hitesh Kuma from India says, waking up at 2:30 a.m. just to listen to the prophet on the coming global financial things.
Cote d'Ivoire, thank you so much. Thank you from Cote d'Ivoire. We have a lot of people. I think you can actually check your own, guys, and please tell somebody I'm live right this minute and I'm waiting for a lot of people to join in so that I can actually tell you. Of course, a lot of our people are also watching by satellite TV, on all the channels that we have, five channels to be exact. And then we have, of course, Atomgram, the best. All right, we have Facebook, we have Instagram, we have all these places, but Atomgram is good. Abuja is there, Switzerland, South Africa, of course, Bahrain is there, India is there.
We have people watching from the Netherlands. Alpha is watching from the Netherlands. Ama watching from Switzerland, and Gibenga from Nigeria.
Gibenga, all right.
Otieno says, I'm getting you, Papa, from Kansas, USA.
Cut S77 is Uganda. Thank you. Ibadan, Nigeria, Nairobi. Wow. We got the whole world here, so it's very, very important. Now, take this song. The point with me and my wife is this. We have never gotten to a place where we present what God shows us in a very, very just straightforward way. There is no trying to contort your face so that it looks like very spiritual. No, that happened there. Now I'm telling you what God told me. All right. So the thing that I saw, and before I say that, I'm going to give you my own, okay, way of understanding when it comes to finances, to the financial systems and stuff like that. And so those who are really, really versed in finances will be quick to get it, but might think it's too simplistic when I explain it to people who have no idea what I'm talking about. Because sometimes when you are in the financial world, explaining simple things in finance will look like trying to explain, I don't know what you call it, ice cream to a hermit. So, but I know my viewers are very, very, very learned and very, 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 very much used to what I say and how I say things. So I think it would be like explaining ice cream to an Eskimo. So anyway, so here it is. So I'm dealing with something that is very, very profound. When you hear the angel of the Lord saying, there is going to be a financial tsunami. I'm talking about the thing that I began to see in that vision were really troubling. I actually saw, watch this, I saw buildings upon buildings, and you can mark it. I'm talking about 2021. Did I say 2024? 2021 and beyond. That means it's starting now. Buildings and buildings of apartments, houses, empty houses. Watch this. Empty houses, yet quite a huge number of homeless people. So on one side, there were just streets and streets with empty houses, just a few people, dotted places. And then a lot of people who are homeless. It's like people couldn't even pay their own rent. People couldn't pay their own mortgages. Their houses are open. The landlord is not putting anyone in there. But the people that are in there are supposed to be evicted because they're not paying nothing. The economists have told people that, you know, there was an economic slump and now we are recovering. Hear what the Lord said. Not what people are telling you. Now, and I began to go back to the scale and I said, but what is the scale? So I give you the good news first before I go anywhere. Remember, we have a perspective of God and a perspective of man. One of our dear daughter, you know, we're talking about, when we talk about daughters, we talk about her and others, you know. And she lost, I can't call, losing is a very, very, but let me use lost. She lost a mother just a few minutes or hours ago. And yes, she lived a fulfilled life and stuff like that. But the reality is, you can have a perspective of heaven and a perspective of earth, where the earth looks towards God and say, something is wrong. I don't know if you understand. I don't know how I'm going to give this to you. Let me think of a scripture. Yeah, I got it. Now. Yeah, I just got it right now. Watch this. There were a lot of problems in Egypt. Okay? Where you talk about plagues and all that and people were dying and everything. Watch this. And the Bible then comes in and says, God spoke to his servant and said, I will show my wonders in Egypt. Now, the things that are killing people, the frogs and the blood and all these insects and stuff like that and all that. Watch this. The Egyptians are calling it dangerous stuff, crisis. God is calling it wonders.
Come on. Come on.
So the perspective is now different. To Egyptians, this cannot be a wonder. To God, these are my wonders.
Wow.
So while the world is in pain,
wow. Come on. Come on.
We have to see it from a perspective of what God is saying. We look at Paul says, to go, to die is gain for me. But to stay is beneficial to you. So Paul is saying, staying here is, I'm in pain. Going, I'm winning. So pain says, he says, to leave is gain, but to stay is beneficial to you. That means it's not beneficial to Paul for him to stay, but it's beneficial for him to leave, in other words, to die. So death was a benefit to Paul, but living here, staying here, right, staying on earth and living on earth was beneficial to the people. So perspectives are different. So when I tell you financial crisis, some of you are already shaking. Because you have no idea that this message is for those who are not born again. This message is for the world. We have a system that can actually work out this thing. We have a system. It's just that many Christians don't want to work out the system. When they are told the system, they say, but I've been doing it for a long time. I've been doing it. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. You're still alive. How are you able to do it and do it and do it and do it? Someone is lying, and it's definitely not God. Because if I tell you, have you sow your seeds? Yeah, but I've been sowing. I never received a harvest. How many years have you been sowing? Maybe 3 years. Where were you getting the money to keep sowing? That means you got a harvest. That means God has been preserving you. How many people lost jobs? Many. You still sowing. But guess what? We don't want his system. We want the world's system. So we kind of, when we hear messages like this, we shake. Oh my God, what will I do? Please keep shaking. Now here it is. Some people are getting it and some people are, all right. So he held these two things. And in one, these all things that were flying around the horse, the red horse, this whole thing that was, and behind it, a tsunami. And the angel said, this is a financial tsunami coming, 2021 and beyond. That means I'm not just talking about beyond. I'm talking about 2021 and beyond. I don't know if you're going to get this. All right. Now, I mentioned during the prayerathon with my man of God, Pastor Chris, I mentioned that you will see what will happen on the number one top spot, right, of the richest men on earth. And then you see the order. What happened 2 days ago? Elon Musk has taken over. Bill Gates has been pushed from number two. What is taking place? I said they were going to change. God told me specifically they are changing this year. And I mentioned it. People walk up, they never thought Bezos would have anybody taking over. Most people don't really know that this man went over 100 billion in 1 year.
Yeah, that's right.
Record speed in history after a prophetic word was given. God knew already in record, in the history of anything, of the stock market or any rich person, nobody has ever gotten this quick, this rich, this quick. Nobody. Elon Musk, yes. From South Africa. If you didn't know, he's South African. Now, watch this. Now, are you getting this?
Yes,
so we know we are more up to date than tomorrow's newspaper. All right? more up to date than tomorrow's markets. If you look here in the book of 2 Kings chapter number 7, it says, then Elisha said, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel. Look at the man. The man is already putting price tags on goods. The goods were not even in the city. That was under this Syrian siege. And there was no food. And the man is telling you, tomorrow we have food. Flour will be here. No farming was ever done. And he's telling you the actual cost of the goods. He's not telling the whole world. He's just telling a few people with him there. He's not the miller. He's not the one who is selling at the market. He's telling them, I know what they will think. And they'll put it at this price. So don't be shocked when a prophet begins to tell you prices of the stock market. Don't be shocked. Don't be shocked. No, that's really biblical. It's right here. The man is deciding what it is. And it says 2 measures of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria. He knows exactly where it will be sold. Even the location for selling. How can a prophet be able to locate the times, the money, the prices? And then when I come in and want to give you what is going to happen in 2021 and beyond when it comes to the markets and all to the financial system, you're like, no, what kind of God is this? What kind of God? That's what we are doing right now. That's what we are doing right now. I remember a week when I told people that by Monday, this is going to be, take this share, take this stock, buy this stock. You will see what will happen by Monday. And it happened, isn't it? Exactly. I think I gave 3 companies.
Yeah.
3 companies by the, yeah, they showed up 26% and up. That means if you had put your 1,000, you were going to get 1,260. Brilliant stuff. It was just right there. And some people were listening, some people were not listening. If you had put 2 million, you know what is going to happen. So let's just talk something else. And I mentioned, remember that time I said to people, buy Tesla? And Tesla at that time was about 180.
That's right.
Then it changed it to 380 something, 390, and went up there. And I said, buy.
That's right.
Now today it is. If I look now, today is on 880. Right now, as I'm talking to you, right now it's on 880. And guess what you think? You think all we do, men of God, is to wait for your offering. If I waited for your offering, I'll be dead. Not preaching some nonsensical things right now just to get money out of your pocket. No, we told you what we do. We are in stock market and we heavily invested in Tesla. And now it's on 880. And you still think, wake up.
That time when you mentioned that shirt. It was
180. Mm-hmm. It went from there. It went to 2,200.
Then it went to 2,200. And when it split, I said buy when it split. Mm-hmm. I think 470.
Yeah, 470.
470. It went 470. And I told people to buy. They were like, oh, but it's going down. I said, just keep it. Mm-hmm. Now here it is. It's gone double now.
That's right.
See, so about go double. That means if you had 1 million, you're on 2 million now. If you're on 100,000, you're on 200,000. It's so easy if you listen. But people don't want reality. They want just to be told that things are going to be okay. Don't know specifics. They don't want specifics. People will demand specifics. Where do I do? What do I buy? I say, okay, buy this share. People are like, oh, why would a prophet even tell people what to buy? Yeah. All right, here we are. Now somebody will be like, I need to buy now. Yeah. Listen, obedience respects the moment of the command. If I had a share sales kind of platform and I'm promoting my share platform for you to buy from, then we'd be like, some trick is happening here. No, I don't have such things and I'm not going to tell you the company I trade with. Just do it. If you just know what to do. Anyway, don't worry about trading with that. So I'm going to tell you things that are going to be very specific and I wish you're going to listen. I just hope you're going to listen to it. Because I know I'm laughing because the financial crisis is not meant for you, but it's meant for people who are not listening. Mm-hmm. All right. That's the point. You need to listen. So I begin to see this side of the scale, you know, all these, signs for money, you know, you're talking about, pounds, euros, US dollars, you know, and money and coins and stuff like that. Then I saw something. Shares were also in that place. And it weighed heavily on the other side, and the other side was kind of, you know, this level where it goes, this one is going down because it's heavier than this side. And he took a silver block I don't know why silver block to this day, I don't know silver block. And he put there, and it just tipped the scale. And I said, what? He said, this tsunami that is coming, it means a return to gold.
Come on.
He said, return to what God has made.
Whoa.
Yeah. Now, I understand what I'm talking about right now, and I really get it. I can only tell people that hear me, and I've no gold mine anywhere. Okay, so don't think I'm gonna go behind the scenes and find you a certain way by which to bring you to gold and buy gold and might make a profit. No, I'm not. All right, now. So God is saying, I'm just getting my people back to the things, back to basics. He said it's a financial reset. Back to the way I created things. I know you're not getting this.
Yeah. Wow.
Now, if you ask economists, they will tell you that gold has gone up three times. I'm not saying three times in the way you're thinking. I'm talking about heights that they can measure and say, oh, this is, where you're talking about bear market and bull market and stuff like that. They can say, okay, this has gone up here heavily. The second bit of it is not called anything. It's not really considered. Why? Because at that time, many countries had what was called the gold standard. What it means by saying gold standard, it simply means they had their money represented by gold in the gold bullion. You have got reserves of gold, and you have got money out there as actually a means of exchange. Now in America, their dollar is just gift of gab. It's just being, the value behind their dollar is just faith. Okay? Really, it means there's nothing. Okay? So what you have now is, you have twice that this thing is going to tip. And this is now the time to go back to gold. Now you think, okay, Prophet, I don't understand, return to gold. Because said a day of reckoning is coming, where all these things that we enjoyed where they were going up, they will start to go down. The increase of value in gold means the devaluation of the dollar. Anytime you see gold going up, it means the currency is going down. Most times, all right? So I want you to understand what it means, and explaining it from a financial perspective, as you know, as a person who did a little bit of finance, three degrees to be exact, one degree in finance, first degree, then BSc in finance, then of course master's in entrepreneurship, and University of Salford, 2 degrees, 1 degree in University of Edinburgh, then master's degree, then of course I did a postgrad in education, in teaching, the same thing. Okay, so I'm in my right frame right now, frame of mind and frame of spirit right this minute, and frame of education. But that's not what I'm doing. What I'm doing is to give you what God told me, then bring the financial aspect of it surrounding it. All right. Now, you ask questions later, or my team will just keep the questions going so that I help you. Look, I don't have any platform for trading, okay? I don't have a relative with a platform for trading, all right? And if somebody comes up and says, I'm a relative of Prophet Angel, I've got this trading, it's a lie, okay? I don't know that relative, okay? So nobody's going to ask you for money, okay, to trade anyway, all right? So it's what God ministered to me and said, there is going to be a financial tsunami, but that financial tsunami is not going to be easy for people. There is going to be heavy unemployment. Whoa. Now you think, oh, it's so obvious because people are on lockdown. Lockdown does not mean unemployment. Okay? Mm-hmm. Lockdown simply means you're not going to your workplace. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's way different to jobs saying no more. We are done. I'm talking at this point where even today Amazon came up as one of the biggest employers in America right now. In other words, it now employs more people than most companies today, right today. All right, on Apple Stocks News, you can check it out. And I'm talking about that. I'm talking about this, that there's going to be unemployment when Amazon is employing more people in America. I don't know if you're getting this. Now, so there's going to be a lot of things that are taking place, that are going to take place. One of the things that will begin to take place is actually, in this economic crisis, is the increase of money supply. You know, when people hear increase of money supply and you're talking about there is going to be drought. When money is increased on the market, that means inflation is hit. I don't know if... let's see if our people are following so that I kind of know... Okay, somebody's asking about Bitcoin. We're going to get there. We're going to get there. The advantage of Bitcoin in this manner, and I'm very skeptical about things like that. I think it has hit $40,000 now. So definitely it's going to hit about $100,000, this thing. It's going to explode. Bitcoin will explode. Now, check my other previous videos where I'm very skeptical about Bitcoin. And then you understand I'm very skeptical as a finance student, just skeptical. I was skeptical about it. And not that I didn't know it was going to go up. No, I know it's going to go up and stuff like that. But the security around it, because it's really based on nothing. Except demand. It's different from other coins that are that have got a certain kind of backing, all right? Like one of Dexter Blackstock is leader of this coin called Medicoin. And Medicoin is actually, in a nutshell, you know, it prevents a lot of things, you know, duplication of, you know, medication where people can actually overdose on medication. It helps with that as well. It also helps with things like... buying countries, buying fake medication. You know, we were in Uganda and we had, 28% or 38%, I don't remember the actual thing, of medication that comes in the country is actually fake. All right? Is, you know, you're talking about maybe placebo effect, you know, where something is nothing and you think you're having a pill and it's nothing because people are just dubious like that, crazy, diabolic rather, like that. So it kind of, works with the crypto technology. It is a cryptocurrency, so it deals with cryptocurrency, a crypto technology, where a number is actually tagged every time a coin is used. So you know you can't use the same coin to buy another thing, to buy the same thing. So it goes like that to try and prevent all these other illegal things. But it has got, I think the first time they did was over 100 and now over 200 pharmacies. That are actually backing it and have given their recommendation of that coin. I'm not by any means saying it's there, go buy here. I'm just trying to explain here. This is an explanation. This is not a sales pitch. An explanation to why there is a certain level of backing. All right, on some coins there is backing. Just like in the financial system, we have got U.S. dollars, and those U.S. dollars used to have until Nixon, I believe, in the 1970s, early 1970s, when he removed the U.S. dollar from the gold standard. That means there was no more representation of gold to the dollar that you were buying with on the streets. He just removed it. Gold standard simply means you have equivalent of, you have money in on the market, dollars, $10, $20, $100, you know, in a nutshell. Then you have gold that represents the value of the money in the market. That means you can't lose in that sense because you actually have gold. You are buying with gold. That's why money is a medium of exchange because it used to be on gold standard. You knew it's $10 worth of gold I'm trading. I'm buying this with. Okay, that's what it meant. Okay, so some of these cryptocurrencies have got a backing underneath it. All right. That means there is a value somewhere. Okay, then some just don't have. Some just people just like we like this. Yeah, this is it. This is the one. This is the big one, like Bitcoin, and it's going to continue until, you know. All right, and the advantage there is it's not managed and it's not really controlled too much. There is no way for governments to actually control it. So you have people, drug dealers using it. You've got the mafia using it. Very easy for somebody to go to America and get whatever the thing is. I don't know how they buy, whatever they sell something for $2 million and they get in cash and guess what? And they buy Bitcoin and Bitcoin is online. Boom. They get into an online wallet and then fly back to Tumbuktu. And the airport can't even get a hold of, that $2 million because they can't say, can we search the bags for $2 million? No, it's electronic. So you get the point. So very, 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 very powerful. But the only disadvantage is what if people lose faith in it one night? It just goes from this down. All right. So, and you're getting the point. Anyway, I don't know why I even answered the Bitcoin issue. But I need to, you know, I need to tell you something. When you have something like this coming, you then have to understand there are things you have to take into consideration. Look at what God said. He said, going back to what I meant. Of course, I saw gold there. It was coated in silver, or it is white gold. I can't interpret that part, you know. But gold, silver, land. Imagine shops not having anything to sell. Zero. And it's the worst time to bank your money. And you're being told by people who run a bank. All right? Now it's mainly concentrating on the other stocks and stuff like that. On investment in stocks. But just imagine, I should be promoting banks. All right? But I'm not. This is the worst time to keep your money in the bank. Worst time. 2021 will be the worst time to keep your money in the bank. I did not say go take it and buy whatever you like to buy. No. And the moment you hear gold, don't think, oh, gold, I'm rushing to buy gold. No. Hear this. There is a way you can buy gold without buying gold bars. We have gotten gold bars somewhere, not at this house. Just you might have two or three ideas. But those gold bars are very, very okay. But you still can't keep them. Because they can be stolen. They can be stolen. So what happens is there is, let's say, for example, I'm giving you examples here. Don't go and searching for this company so that you start saying, oh, profit margin, this company, profit margin, this company. This is not an advice on where to go and buy. Okay? There is a common gold like Barrick Gold. Barrick Gold actually mines gold. Alright? Mines gold. So it has got mines and stuff like that. But Barrick Gold is too big. They're emerging companies. Small companies. That Barrick Gold can't spend its time speculating on what, where to go and which ground has got this gold and that gold. They won't spend their time doing that. They have too much money. So what they do is they are going to buy small companies that are actually emerging. That means the person who understands what I'm telling you right now, according to what God told me about this, is going to look for those emerging companies and say, which one is actually the best one? And there are a lot of funds that I can tell you from my, you know, my head right now and give you, but I'm not doing so because I understand what it means that the whole church system is now libelous. Anytime you produce 20,000 and it goes down for 2,000 before it goes up to 40, that time you will be suing me. And the judge won't care that it has gone up now. You know, people just think, you know, the prophet spoke, it will just go boom. The guy said, tomorrow by this time, why couldn't he produce that minute? Why was he saying tomorrow? Because that minute was impossible. For his faith, that minute was impossible. If anybody was thinking, would have banged on eating that afternoon, he was going to be disappointed. Or eating that evening was going to be disappointed. He said, tomorrow it shall be sold, not free. So imagine the people were waiting hungry, thinking the prophet was going to say free. He said, it will be bought for this price. So people still needed their money to buy anyway. Right. And the man did not say this afternoon or that evening or midnight. No, he said tomorrow. Imagine waiting for food midnight because the prophet said it. No, the markets were down at that time. They were not going up. So you need to understand, I have to be very careful in what I'm saying because I know some dunderheads that are just out there to try and find something like, yeah, I traded and this happened. I'm not saying go and trade nothing. Okay? So, watch this. The angel of the Lord ministered to me that it's time to return to what God meant. And in there was silver or white gold, and he said it's gold. That means the silver is there, the gold is there. Everything that God made is going to be in there. Now watch this. Why return to God and leave all these things? Because of this downturn that's coming on the economy. Bankruptcies will increase. Unemployment will increase. All right? In fact, the Federal Reserve will debase the dollar. Are you hearing this? Okay, you didn't hear me. So whenever things like that begin to take place, it is reasonable, even in finance, to understand that that's the time when God will begin to shine. I felt I need to just tell you about the vision and just leave you like that. And then you go home and be like, yeah, so what's going to happen? You know, but I needed to tell you more. I needed to give you what God is saying. All right, let's see what people are saying so that we... This is far beyond my... That was far beyond my expectation. Okay.
Could we have this every day? He's asking. And James says, I want to attend your finance class.
From Winard Azone saying, Winard from Ghana, saying, listening, Prophet, your vision is actually what is happening right now in the house that I'm staying in. The landlord has just increased the rent by 50% with a condition attached saying anyone who can't afford should pack out.
Just imagine.
Wow.
And the person is there right now and he just won. And I'm telling you, this will increase. Trust me. I know you are thinking. Most people are thinking, no, but it's going to just, you know, this year is going to be better. Listen, this is 37 December 2020. You didn't get it. In fact, 38 December. 39, in fact. Did you hear this? This is 39 December 2020.
And on Atom Grandma, Moses Julius is getting it. He's saying that there's going to be a shift in the financial markets that will witness a severe downward trend in the value of currencies. Gold then becomes a safe haven. Thank you, Prophet. We're getting it.
But now, remember what I said about gold. I'm not trying to say go out there with your shovel and pick and if you can, thank God. But I'm trying to say there are companies that are actually doing it for you. Imaging ones. That stock, when you get a hold of it, it can continue growing. You know, yes, it might not grow the way you think it will grow. Maybe it will grow by 1,000 a year or 2 years, whatever that thing is. But just imagine with this gold, what it will be in 2024, what it will be in 2025. All right? We were holding on to Eventbrite just past week. Eventbrite went to like 19, I believe. We sold it. We sold it. Why? Because we're going into lockdown. That means not so many people are going to have events. All right, but it then didn't really. It's just common sense. All right, but while this is common sense, doesn't mean say it's going to tick all the boxes, because even after we sold, it started going up. Like, wait a minute, what are you doing? Then what happened again today? 2 days ago, it's just going down. The point is, you are safe. You're now relaxed. Now I'm safe with this. This talk, I'm going to go here, I'm going to go here. This is not about what to buy and what not to buy, all right? We're talking about we had to let go of other things and took other things in on board and stuff like that. But we are doing all these decisions based on the vision of what God told us. I don't know if they're missing, they're getting it. Where you look on in your own portfolio and say, okay, wait a minute, I have this. Is this better than gold? If can I keep holding on to BA when the likes of Warren Buffett have sold all their airline stocks, should I keep on doing this? Then you can only follow that if you have a vision from God that says this will prosper, this won't prosper. If God had said airline is going to boom and Warren Buffett is selling airline stocks, guess what? I'm going to go for God. I'm not going for Warren Buffett. I'm going to go for God. All right. No, so. These guys are crazy. Gonna go has how to overcome losses on stock mentally. You know what? This was supposed to be a serious broadcast. You know, how do they do it? How do they, Pastor Bevan? How do they do this? Because, yeah. You run your own portfolio. So how do people mentally? I can't tell you a story that happened another day, but let me just tell you one person we will not mention went in and just tried to trade on binary options. So in all this office and binary options, we have got our own barrels to just press when you hit gold. You know, I mean when you get the money. And the graphs will be way, just going up and down, up and down, because you can set it to 1 minute or 2 minutes. At that time, you could set it to 30 seconds, right?
Yeah, 30 seconds.
Yeah, but then they changed it.
Yeah.
They changed it. Used to be a company called Easy Trader. And they just shifted it. Those guys were crooks. I'm telling you. They were changing the spread every time you were good. And it just went boom, like that. And then fell. The guy raised his hand and said, God, please hold your graphs. Hold the graph. So he was praying for the graph. He thought the problem was not the option. It was the graph. And some people who are you, like, what is an option? Please, forget about that. All right.
I think one thing that I've learned that you always say in one of your 10 rules about money, Prophet, is that money is not emotional. Don't get emotional.
We have not produced that book. We haven't published that book. But one of the laws is money is not emotional. Don't cry for money. It won't cry for you. Even if you cry. The more you cry, the less it comes to you. That's the point. Money does not go to those who need it. Money goes to those who multiply it.
Right there.
Money knows who multiplies it. That's where it goes. Not those who need it. Those who need it never have money. They never have enough. It's those who multiply it that keep increasing. Just imagine a guy is sitting in his office like this. 2 days, he's already gone beyond Jeff Bezos. He never bought new stocks. Nope. They just went up. Why? Because he multiplies it. All right. Are you getting it? Some people are getting it. So keep that rule. Money is not emotional. All right.
Natasha says, I'm feeling like I'm in Harvard Financial School.
So there's going to be, let me just kind of, put it out there so that we ask questions. So he said, return to gold. All right. So people will kind of, I'm going to buy gold and keep it. No, that's good. That's all right. That's okay. You have to buy it at a value that is good. All right. Weigh everything. Not just move, get out of this broadcast. I'm like, who sells gold? Guys, I need gold now. No, you don't do that. Okay. You lose your shit. All right. Are you getting it?
Yes,
so it's better to own, like I said, it's better own stocks in emerging mining companies that are already doing. Why am I always talking about mining companies? Why am I talking about mining companies? It's different from gold. Because if I buy one apple, all right, it's all right. But if I buy the tree of apple, apple tree with apples on it and roots in the ground, that means I'm buying even the gold that it isn't, the apples that have not really come out yet. All right. That means I'm buying even the gold that they will mine. I'm buying even the gold that they have in their reserves. I'm buying the gold that I can see now. The gold that they will buy from another when they buy another company. That's why I'm always focusing on something like that. Remember, God didn't tell me go and buy from gold miners and gold mine companies. No, didn't do that. He told me gold. Now I'm coming in with my financial education and trying to say to you, it's way far important rather to get companies that actually deal with gold in the issue of mining the gold. That means you're not just buying that gold that they have on that day when you buy their shares or their stock. You're buying even the one that they will mine. Mm-hmm. All right. Some people are getting it. Some people are saying, awaiting this book. The book is actually called 10 Immutable Laws of Money. Okay. Or Irrefutable Laws of Money. We're still kind of in the middle of trying to see which one we are talking about. All right.
Afekuni Stanley says, thank you, Prophet. Love you. Thank you for unveiling mysteries to us. We are always 10 years ahead due to the word of God.
Amen. 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 So just imagine the level of litigations that are coming in this financial downturn. Level of litigations. People are going to be so libelous. They know they don't have a way of getting money. So they can just find one person to say, he did this. He is the one. He is faulty. So that they can get the money from that person. So it's a year that is good. A lot of libelous people, liars, and just liars will increase so that they will try and get money from you. So the only thing you can do, remember what I told you, the trick I told you about. Social distancing is very, very important. Yes, it's a swimming pool. I don't know whether they're getting it. Social distancing is very important. I'm a very big advocate for social distancing. What do I mean by social distancing? Because so many people are thinking I'm talking about COVID here. Do you know what I mean, Pastor Ronnie?
Yes.
What does it mean?
Just stay away from people.
From people. Stay away from people. Don't talk to them on the phone. Stay away from people. Don't. Just don't. People are more dangerous than COVID. So, just stay away. Because this year is going to be dangerous, especially American side of things. Very difficult. But I saw the angel began to cry over America. America is going to see some things. People are excited that Biden has come in. Biden has come in with the whole team. Yeah, right. You will wake up. This time you will wake up. And you will see what the news will say. And mark my words. They will say it is because of Trump who messed up the economy. You will see it. Yet all this time when Trump was there, what were they saying? They were saying he's all good at the it was record high in history. The stock market was up there. In history. Alright? But you will see they will give all kind of excuses when things will begin to go down. And listen, this has nothing to do with Biden. And this has nothing to do with Trump. This is bigger. This is way bigger. Things are about to take a bad turn. Don't believe in their systems. Believe in God's system. This is the time to believe in God's system. It's not a time to think this economist is good, that economist is good. No, I'm giving you insights into reality. Insight into the things that God has said to you. You can take it to the bank or you can decide to sit on it until it's too late. All right.
Janine on YouTube probably says, thank you for equipping us for what is to come. We are listening, Prophet. I can't wait to attend the Millionaire Academy. Let's do this for the glory of God.
Of course, Millionaire Academy, I'm free to kind of say this company, that company, that company. Because what we do in Millionaire Academy, we can trade using our own platforms. Not when I say our own, we don't own platforms. Like the ones that we trade with in our own way. And then say, oh, you see? There. And then wait for weeks or for days and say, look at what has happened here. We traded with London. We did with London. And we're doing with our own money. And then we use it there. The first week, it tanked. Then the second week, it went up. Maybe 26-27%, it went up. That's the point. The point is to be able to be calm. So, but we're just trying to show them there are things that you can do as individuals to actually secure your own future. It wasn't money for them to give us money after they trade something or they go and buy stocks. Nope. No. It's not like that. Oh, Jele Ingravila Konkratia Paktakuskire Des. Are you hearing me?
Somebody saying on YouTube, Prophet Tajel says, thank you, my prophet. We are learning a lot. Just give me grace to win Lotto so that I can buy gold.
Lotto is the taxation of mathematically challenged people. That's where fools get taxed. If you calculate the money you have lost in Lotto alone, you will wake up. And you can't deal with chancing. That's not biblical. Okay? I don't know whether they're getting it. Ah. And remember what I said. Money comes to measure value. The person who won 3 million, I think 3 million, in Ipswich. A guy won 3 million. I don't think he did a year. He was not broke.
Mm-hmm.
Why? It's money came to measure value and couldn't find it and money left. The chances, watch this. Now I want you to see, the lottery has always been almost impossible to win. Okay? Then they added 10 extra numbers to the pot back in 2015. The odds have even gotten even worse. I don't know if they're getting this. They added 10 extra numbers. Now the odds are now worse. The odds have gotten even worse. Back when the balls went up to 49, you had about 1 to 14 million chances of winning the lottery. But now, as of February 2019, 1 in 45 million chances to win a lottery. Trust me. Yes, you are born again. You are a new creature in Christ. Just imagine 1 in 45 million. Understand, in those 45 million, you have Christians too. So, They'll say, what about if I'm a Christian? Yeah, they have Christian inside there. 1 in 45 million. So playing lottery, expecting to be rich by lottery, is actually for stupid people. Anyway, that's another story. I'm not, please keep playing lottery. Let's hear what people are saying, because this is just part one, so that let's be friends. We're going to go to part two, explain what God has shown me in a lot of places. Yeah.
And we've got a lot of people asking, mm-hmm. Yeah, prophet, is there a future in forex trading?
If you have ever watched me, then you don't even need to ask me that question. And if you notice, I've not mentioned any forex here. So listen to what I'm saying, that's all. Thank you so much for that question.
And also on Atomgram of God, Healy Bless You, saying, how long, prophet, do we have to prepare ourselves financially before this crisis?
Right now. Right now. The reason why I had to bring it now, I was supposed to do it on Wednesday. Then I thought, no, I'm not doing it on Wednesday. I do it when everybody's watching, so you learn. Because so many people just out there, they think being a Christian is like walking like a zombie. You don't know what is happening on the market. You don't know what happening in the markets. You have no idea. You have no idea who is selling what. You have no idea what is happening in the real estate industry. You have no idea. That's the funny part of it. And listen, it's not even because of this pandemic. Maybe some of you don't even know that last year they were expecting a depression to hit like never before.
Yep.
Guess what? The markets opposed to that. Yeah. They went up. So don't think it's because of COVID. Because last year the markets really, really did crazy stuff.
That's right.
You're talking about NIO went down to 3. Alright? NIO was like 15, 12 there and went down to 3, to $2, 2, even
yeah,
2.
$1.
And we got it when it was about 2 something.
Yeah.
And now it's on 58. Today, I don't know where it is now.
58, yeah.
On 58. Yeah. And it went to about 40s in December. It was about 40s.
40, yeah, that's right.
So you think it's 3 to 40s? That's huge.
Massive.
Okay, massive. So don't think just because there is COVID, we're not talking about financial crisis. No, we're not. That doesn't make a prophet. That makes an analyst. We're telling you things that oppose what's happening. It's actually going against what's happening
right now.
Look at what Apple is. Apple has gone up. Apple now is on 132.
Yeah.
Tesla is on 880. NIO is on 58. Eventbrite was on 19. Yeah, of course, Eventbrite was around 32 before the start of, even before January, I believe. And then it kind of went down to 23, then went down to 97 there, and then went back to 19. Just shot up again.
That's right.
So then we have Nicola is okay. Then Lee has just gone up now.
He's gone up as well.
BA also was actually, just a few months ago was around 170, 160.
Yeah, that's right.
And then now it's on 200 and some.
Yep.
Then Square was nice.
Yeah.
Square even, I remember Square when it was about 50, then $80.
Yeah.
Dollars.
Right.
Now Square is on 241.
Right.
And it went to 200 last year when there was the pandemic. So don't think we speak about the financial crisis just because there is a pandemic. The pandemic last year was opposed by the markets.
That's right.
All right. So at least people are understanding. People are understanding. And if somebody's like, which one are we going for in this gold mining? I'm not telling you. I'm not going to tell you that. I'm not going to tell you that. I was born at night, but not last night. All right. So understand. So we have a lot. Okay. Now, I think, yeah, you're right. Somebody says, I'm speaking Greek. Somebody says, what about those who don't have money to do anything? If you have enough money to watch me on this broadcast, you have enough money to buy internet. And I don't think this internet bundle you bought, as they call it in Southern Africa, is only for you to watch me. I think it's for you to speak on the phone with your people, WhatsApp. That's not necessary. Okay? You can do what is called penny shares, penny stocks. There are stocks that are between 1 and 900, $1 and 99 cents. So you can get that. And it's so quick for them to go up. It's also so quick for them to go down.
Right.
All right. So imagine if a penny stock is 1 cent and it goes to 2 cents, you have gone with 100, you're now 100% up. Yeah, trust me. You're not 100%. They are actually other brokers that don't even charge for trades. So you can find your own. This is something you have to be financially educated. Be financially educated. To just be a zombie moving around, you don't even know what's happening. Look at what the parable said. There was a rich man who went and gave this one this talent, this one this talent, this. When he came back, he said, "What am this one had already gained profit on the investment. This one gained another one." Said, "I knew you were a very difficult man. So I dug a hole, put your talent, and close up. I knew you reap where you did not sow." Huh? Didn't know all these people were praised and were given more life, and this one was thrown out into the darkness because it did not multiply. Money goes to where somebody is ready to multiply it. All right. So truly good news is like cold water to a thirsty soul. It was going to be exciting. I just come here. God gave me this vision about an angel coming and saying, "Financial crisis, get ready, get ready, get ready." Yes, go www.goodnewsworld.com. Go and give your seed, your offering, your partnership. Bye. I think it was going to be exciting that way. You need to wake up. Learn. See what God is doing in this hour, in this time. He's giving you this ability. There is a reason why he gave to me this vision. To me who has 3 degrees in finances. Alright? In finance and also in this financial thing. And my wife did the same thing. 1 degree in finance, another degree actually just now, master's in organizational and business psychology, University of Liverpool. So the spiritual is there. We have been given the vision of what is going to happen with regards to the financial world. Now, we are telling you now, based on what we saw there, that, so this we can prevent this from happening by the instruments we already know, financial instruments we know of. That's what we are doing right now with our people that follow us. You know, if you don't follow us, you can choose to follow you.
Harry Williams says, "Thank you, Prophet. How do we get educated financially?"
If I tell you join Millionaire Academy, you think I'm saying just join me so that you learn. This day and age, right? If you have internet access and you're broke, it's your fault. And I'm just removing the spiritual out of this, although you can't remove it, okay? You can't live without it and you can't outlive it. But the fact is, if you have internet and you are broke, something is wrong with you. You are lazy. It's no longer an issue of lack of money. It's an issue of laziness. "Oh, Prophet, what do you mean? What do you mean?" It's so easy to make money. I was just talking to my son today, and was telling him, I was just texting him, and was saying to him, "Look at this video. Look, you go out there, you sit with your..." I attended this football thing. I think I did it once, right? Once, right? No, I attended many times. Some, it's just that the other times, the football was happening in my house. So, but the one that my sons go to training and do their own thing and stuff like that, when Levi was a Jude, rather. Oh my God, how could I say Levi was playing soccer? How on earth? How did this come? I rebuke it. How does this come? You know, Levi and soccer, forget it. Now, so Jude, I went and attended Jude's thing. And you are there and you're sitting on this bench for hours. All right? And you're thinking, "Oh, this is painful." And this guy was just saying, "Look, you go to your kids' game and you see that everyone is sitting on these hard platforms. Guess what? Create some few pillows with the team's name. Go and sell. Money's already there. Money's given." There's something that Bishop Oyedepo mentioned. Said money is given in exchange for services. If you don't provide service, you should not get paid. Full stop. Mm-hmm. You know, that's that simple, right? Provide a service, somebody will give you money. Mm-hmm. But most don't provide a service. They keep thinking, "I will provide the service." Which service? Which service? Sell apples. No, but why I can't sell apples? Me, my level. What level are you? The fact you have no business means that's your level. Mm-hmm. It's so easy to just think of something to do. So easy. Why? You can even, you don't even need to think. Just look at what other people are selling and go and sell it yourself. Mm. Would we have Tesco and Waitrose and Asda in the same city? In the same town? No, somebody just decides, I'm going to put also Lidl here. Mm. Yeah, and sell the same thing you're selling. Full stop. And they expect somebody to come in and buy from there. Listen, you are fired. Watch this. You are hired for your differences. For your difference. And you are fired for your similarity. When you hear somebody saying, I've been retrenched from my job, it simply means there were so many people who have the same skill set like them. Full stop. You cannot be fired if you are better than the people who are there. If all of you have got two degrees in what? In cooking. And all of you cook rubbish. Nobody's got a certain style. That people be like, oh no, that guy, the way, yeah, mamma mia. That the food, even the smell. Wow, there is a way he decorates it. There is a way. Look at this, in where I stay here, just down, like 10 minutes or 20 minutes, I don't know. There is a restaurant there, and this guy was on some show and got on drums, right? Mm-hmm. Ate the food and cried. Shed a tear or so, or just pretended to cry, who knows? And to this day, this guy started opening restaurants, and he writes, the chef that made Gordon Ramsay cry. Wow. So when you get to his restaurant, you are greeted by those words. You know, this is the guy who made the chief cook of Britain cry. That's crazy. That's marketing. Now, he is next to Nando's, next to McDonald's, next to all these other restaurants, but that caption becomes his biggie. Mm-hmm. He's still cooking the same thing. Guess what? It's the same salt. Guess what? The same olive oil. Mm-hmm. The same tomato. Mm-hmm. That's the nice thing about God. There is no rich people tomato. No, you can't have an iPhone 12 for the rich. Same thing. All right. One guy in Nigeria. All right. I was just reading this story. One guy in Nigeria was given money to buy iPhone 12, and he was so excited to go and buy iPhone 12. He was waiting for his iPhone 12. On his way to buy iPhone 12, he said, no way. He just turned to get to see this owner of this house and said, can I put my, do you have any rent place? He said, no. He said, what about this place here outside your house? Can I put like, you know, some, you know, reeds, you know, reed that can, you know, African mats, the mm-hmm. So he placed reed and said, okay, I'm just going to give you a percentage of my money. When I make my money, what do you want to do? Guess what? He opened a suya meat restaurant. With the money he was supposed to buy for a restaurant, he is now employing 3 people. Wow. But guess what? You want to be seen with 3 cameras behind your phone. 3 cameras. Next year, maybe there are 4 or 3.5. So what do you have? Is that plus or max and... No, I've both. Listen, not in this day and age. This is the time, watch this. This is the time where you need to change everything about you. The time is running out. The rapture is imminent. Do something with your money that can make sense. Anyway.
Yes, people are getting this on Atomgram of God. Rachel saying, yes, Prophet, definitely. I bought a domain for only 99p last year, mm-hmm. and I woke up this morning and it's worth $444. Pounds.
Do you see? Actually. Just a domain.
Yeah.
I remember buying, I think there was, we were trying to buy Black Stallion, and it was around 18,000 pounds for sale. Then we went to Blue Stallion or something like that. It was around 15,000 pounds. It was like, nah, these stallions are expensive. So I couldn't understand, what do I do? And I'm trying to negotiate so that they lower it. I'm not one person who just buy things just because there is money to buy it. No, I didn't get here by buying silly. So I got to a point where I said to my team, let's look for Pink Stallion. And it was 99 cents. Pink Stallion, Blue Stallion, this stallion, mine is pink. That's the end of the day. After that, to look at the value is matching the same thing. What is happening? It's insight. Knowing exactly where to touch and what to touch at what time. When you know God is saying there is going to be an economic downturn, there's going to be rather an economic crisis, you know for sure, and you're being told unemployment, libelous people are going to rise. You're being told a house is going to be empty, yet people are going to be homeless. You're talking about queues and queues of people looking for where to sit, where to lie, where to just sleep overnight. You know, you're talking about YMCA failing to cope. People figuring out, trying to figure out how to survive. Landlords really going beyond the law, evicting kids, children, people with children. And the people are outside. Why? They can't even afford the money to go and represent themselves in court. Bankruptcies, company going bankrupt, declaring bankruptcy. Companies that you never thought would do it, they're going to do it. You're talking about huge companies. What about this? And I saw something that really pained me in that vision, where financial institutions are keeping wards of liquidity, just money. They are already waiting for the down. They already know it's coming, but they're not talking about it. They're not even saying it to the world. They know it's coming. They are ready. Just today, I had this company has kept $10 billion now. $10 billion. Just anticipating what I'm talking about. And yet I mentioned it last year. They've kept it this year. They have it now, waiting. Just waiting. Just keeping money. Let me just look for something here so that I show you. It's amazing. Now, here it is. Yeah, I've just found it now. This will shock you if you can be shocked. This is 28 January. All right. Now watch this. Apple now, I think it was last year. I don't know. Yeah. Apple now has 207.6 billion in cash on hand. Did I say in the bank or no? In cash.
Wow.
Apple discloses cash on hand in a fiscal first quarter earnings report on Tuesday. The company reported it has 207 billion in cash on hand, up from 205 billion last quarter. They're keeping cash. Why are companies keeping cash? Let's see what people say.
Praise God on YouTube says, Prophet, could you talk about binary options and forex trading? I recently just entered. I think I missed it.
Like I said, I don't want to talk about forex trading, and I don't want to talk about binary options. And I made money on binary options. In fact, I'll be like another time. I was on my way to, I think it was Velcom. My to Velcom with Pastor Ricky, Evangelist Lee, and other guys, just going to Velcom in South Africa. And I was on my computer just trading binary options myself. And within 40 minutes, I had gone into some very, very handsome figures. Of course, there is a reason why I don't tell you figures. But handsome figures. So I'm very good at that. Not like, yeah, no. But yeah, maybe I use my other side. But it's still the same thing. I'm good. Yeah. But the point is, it's not necessary. You know, do something that I'm telling you now. You see, I'm not saying go trade. I've told you what God is saying. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Here is not me telling you. This is not me teaching you Millionaire Academy. This is me telling you what the vision said. All right. So I'm not going to go to binary options and forex when God didn't say it. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm telling you gold. Mm-hmm. Time for gold. Okay. Time for silver. Silver is cheaper. So, you know, say, but I can have $10. Yeah, buy $5 silver coin. Buy it. Whatever it is, buy it. But I've told you the best thing to buy. It's right there. You know, if you just joined, maybe after a few minutes after we close, you're going to go back and see this. All right. So
people are getting a child who is saying, I felt the need to teach myself about the financial market and other streams of money. Thank you so much, Prophet, for these nuggets of knowledge.
Thank you so much. Kaysili, I think Rosie says, if the banks are going to be bankrupt, can't call it bankrupt really, but they are, which bank is to be trusted? I think I've already mentioned it. Mm-hmm. You can't even trust our own bank.
That's right.
All right? We have Brits Bank, which is Brits money. Don't trust it. You just heard it. Because it's not here to give you any money. All right? I never talk to you about keeping money in the bank. So we're not talking about which one is reliable, which bank is reliable. No, don't keep money in the bank. I think it's so easy, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somebody's asking here, Prophet, is agriculture going to be part of this gold move?
I've already mentioned it. Go back to what God meant. It's so easy. I understand normally when you know, like when people hear me say this, I understand even when I'm listening to somebody talking about finances, I just want them to give me like 1, 2, 3, 4, do, go, leave this chat right now, open a command code this, and Google this company and press enter. And then press buy, and buy this thing, it will be $1, and tomorrow it will be $2. That's all I'm expecting. Life is not that simple. All right? Life is not that simple. All right? I hope they're getting it.
Yes, we have on Azumgram, Sixtus Kuda saying, this is very real. I stay in Florida, and just like a coincidence, my brother and I were talking about investment in the stock market and real estate just yesterday. With all this boldness from the Holy Spirit, we immediately decided to apply to become sales agents of a sports tracking company without business plan.
Wow.
As there's a financial crisis coming, get prepared indeed. Thank you, sir.
And the funny part of it, thank you so much. And the funny part of it is countries are going to continue printing money. Most people don't know countries print money. And the money supply means the more you supply money, the more inflation. The more your money loses value. And when your money loses value, the more gold goes up. It doesn't mean say God is not going to take a knock or a hit. It's life. It's going to happen. But you're talking about something that is solid. What is more solid than this? All right.
On Azumgram, Thomas Muzawazi is saying, we understand it from Zimbabwe side. We have different types of notes for many years. Everyone in Zimbabwe was a billionaire, so we understand inflation a lot.
All right, let's go past Zimbabwe.
Some people are still asking whether agriculture is a good idea over and over again.
Lent is good. Every time you have depression, all right, or recession, what happens is food lacks in the shops, and who gains? The people with the land, all right. What seems to be subsistence farming, as they call it, becomes more valuable. Why? Because people now have land and they can grow their own crops, and yet the shops are not able to supply. Reason why Africa survives the way it is right now: you have maybe 20% of the population in a country being the workforce. And then the other 80% is subsistence farming. We're talking about what we call rural farmers, poor people. But those poor people have got a land here, land here, land here, and they already know if I have a harvest here, I survive the whole year. So you kind of find now what will begin to happen even in Africa is people in town will actually be getting food from their rural areas. With their families, their old woman and old man, we're talking about parents that gave birth to them who were waiting for money to come from town, are going to be the ones supplying grains to their children in towns, because the towns are now done. All right? Jobs are going to be difficult. People are going to go back to the rural areas. Now, I'm talking about the world here. I'm not talking about Christians. Okay, so Christians are the ones I'm telling you, do this, do that. All right.
Actually, Selena here on YouTube was asking, is the church going to prosper or is it going to be affected much?
It's not going to be. I've just explained this. When I'm telling you this, God is showing wonders. The children of Israel, Egypt, are in pain. They hate it, right?
Yes,
the children of Egypt are in pain.
Mm-hmm.
God is saying, I will show you my wonders. So difference in perspective. Alright. So the church, the Bible says, the gates of hell will not prevail. If the gates of hell will not prevail, no economic downturn is going to prevail. But remember, are you part of the church?
Mm-hmm.
Are you following the system the church should follow? It's not a... Being a Christian is not a tag, you know, like a badge of honor. Christian, Christian, Christian. No, it's here. It's in your obedience to the word of God. And your obedience is to come from within, not to do it so that you say, I'm following it. No. So a lot of people consider themselves Christians when they are not Christians. They consider themselves the church when they are not the church. That's not what we're talking about. The Bible says, many shall say, Lord, Lord, and I say, I never knew you.
Mm-hmm.
So that means there are so many people who are even online right now, talking to me, listening to me, even typing, who are not Christians, and they are convinced they are Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Does your life reflect that you're a Christian? Does your convictions, do your convictions reflect that you're a Christian? Does your love for Christ reflect that you're a Christian? Does your mouth, what you say, how you talk, does it reflect that you are a Christian? So don't say, what about Christians? No, Christianity is not a tag you put on the tag. The Bible says, if you follow me, if you love me, you follow my commandments. That means if you don't follow him, you're not his. Even if you're called a Christian, even if you're an elder or deacon or demon, sorry.
Ooh.
It doesn't matter your denomination or your abomination. It doesn't matter. The point still remains, are you a Christian? You. Not, I'm a member of this church. No. Are you a Christian? You. When you sit down, close the door, everything. Don't lie to yourself. Ask yourself, am I acting like Christian?
Mm.
You know, the best person to convince you is you. You know yourself like, yeah, sometimes 70% I'm there. 50%, sometimes, some days I'm hot, hot Christian. Some days I'm not.
Mm.
Then you can even measure the Christian you are that day. All right.
So, and David on YouTube is also asking, what should property investors do?
What should what?
Property investors is asking whether he should sell or just keep hold of what he's got.
I'm going to deal with properties in the second thing. But remember what I'm explaining.
Yeah.
People are missing the point I'm giving.
Right.
Why gold? Gold hedges your finances. It hedges. That means you are actually putting a buffer that you can't pass to bring me poverty. Here it is. I blocked it. That's what it's doing. So, you know, so you're going to have properties, and some people are selling properties, some people are not. But we're going to talk about that as we move. Last year, again, people expected the housing market to go down. It went down 10%, but in some markets actually went up 10%. In fact, the beginning of this year, it went up by 7.9%. All right? The average house was just maybe around 206. Now it's on 230-some now. All right? Around 240, 230 there. The average house cost right now. Why? It has improved. It has gone up. So the housing market is still kind of okay. Alright, but I'll tell you with regards to the vision next week. I want to do part one dealing with this gold issue and of course a few questions that I can answer, but hold on. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. So you have a lot of people who are in nations that will be perplexed and they don't even know what to do. They don't know how to move things around. They won't know how to move things around. So look in your portfolio. If you have shares, look in your portfolio and say which ones can survive the economic downturn. This. And you remove the ones that won't survive and get into things that are solid that God has said, this work. All right. It's really going to be bad. And I know you don't believe it. Some of you are like, oh. No, when I say don't believe it, I know you believe what I'm saying. But I don't think you think you are there yet.
Mm.
So when you get to it and it starts happening, be like, oh my God. Oh, what are we doing? Oh, what are we doing? And guess what? Where you have a lot of people that are unemployed, you now have, subprime mortgages, subprime loans, where people who can't afford the loans are now borrowing. Now they're going to lose the things that they have as surety. Or are they going to lose that? So a lot of things are going to take place in this day and age. That the funny part of it is, there is something God ministered to me and said, socialism is now on the throne. Said he's sitting on the throne with a bunch of people, a crowd of people, a multitude of people that are not a socialist. They're not socialists. They promote it so that you can be broke. But they themselves are not. So they still maintain a certain level of money. They know how to control it because the tax system remains the same. Have you ever wondered why New York Times didn't even get it when they said Trump didn't pay tax? He's a crook. Because the reporter is an employee. The journalist is an employee. Trump is an employer. So he's writing from an employee perspective. But when you're an employer, me and my wife were not paid at our company a salary. No, we own the companies. We don't get paid. We are the company. Yes, the company is a separate entity on its own. But guess what? I don't need to wait to get paid. I need to wait for profit sharing. Elon Musk, I don't know, maybe went to 700 million on his salary last year or something crazy like that because he's not on a salary. He's on a profit sharing. So he gets more money. If he gets to salary level, guess what? Tax will be crazy. So you can get Trump paying 750 pounds, US dollars, tax, yet he got billions. Wow. Because that's the tax system. It's knowing how it works. You are not an employee, you are an employer, so you get more money. You don't get to pay tax. You pay tax if you are employed. He is not employed. Full stop. Is he stupid? No, he's very clever. He's using the tax system. And the people that are pushing the socialist agenda are the ones who are at the helm of it, and they keep their money, and the poor people are there to vote for them in power. And they tell you we need to make it equal. They are not equal themselves. They have millions. Pelosi just declared that $600 is enough. Maybe you didn't see the picture of what Asta did after that. Walmart did in America after that. They put a whole row of television for $588. The same week, these ones are putting $600. Walmart is reducing its own television to $588. Just leaving you with $12. Not $12. You know, $112. You just imagine $112 from your stimulus check. Oh my God. So you have a stimulus check for $600 and someone says $588. $12 really? $12. Just imagine. Just imagine. It's crazy. How are you going to do that? I think they're getting it.
Yes,
are they getting it?
Yes, sir.
Let's see if they're getting it. And just imagine when you think, I couldn't afford a TV. Now all of a sudden, these guys are saying $580. So I'm left with $12. I can get $12. Just $12, that's all I'm getting. $12. I'm left even with change, you know. You go there, I will be left with change. So you buy that color TV, 4K, $588. They knew exactly, they were waiting for that to come.
As people are getting it, sir. Manhattan Grammar of God, let Logo Nolo saying, Prophet, thank you so much. This is the knowledge we need. We need money and we need it fast for the last days.
Exactly. You know, some of us are, why do we need money now?
Jordan Williams is asking, Prophet, does this mean that we should put limit sell orders on current open positions such as Tesla or Square in order to protect our profits from the impending crash?
You're saying we need what?
He said, should we put limit sell orders on current open positions such as Tesla or Square in order to protect our profits from the impending crash?
I wanted to say something before you get there. Okay. I wanted to look at, of course, you get a lot of people that Money Inc. has put net worth of Pelosi to 120 million.
Wow.
Yeah. So she can stand up there and give you $600. It's okay for her. She's worth 120 million. Doesn't matter. Then she will tell you we need equal. Everyone should be equal.
Mm.
It's so easy for them to say that. So they bring a socialist agenda to the forefront. And you vote for them, and they themselves are capitalists.
Mm-hmm. Benefiting.
They're benefiting. And you're so dumb you get to vote for them. That's exactly how the system works. And that's what they're going to do. They bring in a certain agenda, you jump to it, and it's bait and switch. They bait. Yeah, we're going to be equal, all of us. It's okay. Look at what happened in the Capitol building just a few days ago. Yes, Trump was wrong and blah, 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 blah. Let's, you know. Guess what happened? The same thing he said was said. In fact, worse things were said by Kamala Harris. What did she say? She says, stay on the street. Don't let go. Nobody should remove people out there who are rioting. Nobody said nothing. Now they have to say something now. What is taking place? Why is it different what this one is and this one is saying? Why are things different? It's so simple. They know how to bait and then switch.
Mm.
They make you vote for something, they change. They say now. We didn't mean it that way. It's politics. They know what they're doing.
Exactly.
And guess what? We voted for them. And they run. That's the way it is. All right, let's go. I'm about to finish.
People asking for true brokers they should use.
No, I'm not doing that. This is the way I'm geared. I'm not telling you nothing about a broker or anything. That's not my duty. My duty is to tell you what's about to take place.
Right.
And I've told you what's about to take place. And those who are faithful to the message of God that I minister, they can then realize, oh, okay, so we're going to have this, we're going to have this, we're going to have this, we're going to have this. All right? All right. So
yeah, people are getting it. Reason Sakala on Atom Gram is saying, thank you, sir, for this insight and being the gate to my finances. And also Sarah Whippy is saying, we believe you, Prophet. Time to stay awake and work harder.
Amen.
Really, will it affect Africa more? Of course, I've already mentioned that. Definitely. It's going to affect Africa more. That's the point. That's the whole point of these things. You see, when you begin to know, most people think this, like I told you, the economic downturn, the economic crisis is not caused by COVID. Okay? Even the financial problems that took place, that came upon the world last year during the pandemic, watch this, were not a result of COVID. They were a result of the financial response to COVID. Big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Not caused by COVID. It's the response that they did to COVID. It's not caused by COVID. So understand that. It's just people don't really wake up a lot. They just listen to what somebody says and run with it and think that's what is going to happen. So guys, there is a financial crisis coming. Don't be part of it. Don't participate. What can you do right this minute? Begin to educate yourself financially. Educate yourself financially. Get to that mode where you want to do what God says you should do. There is a system set for things, for people of God. Then there is a system set for the world. Follow God's path.
Amen.
Get to a point where you say, I'm going to listen to what God says. If it is giving, no, we're not dealing with just giving here. All right. Giving is one thing, but there is also investment in the kingdom. The Bible says, cast your bread upon many waters. You don't know which one will bring you plenty. That means you invest in all areas and then get this one to give you whatever it gives you. What about John the Baptist? He was told, baptize. And the one the Spirit of God is going to descend on is my son. He was never appointed. Jesus was never appointed to John like, that guy is my son. No, he said, go and baptize. He kept on baptizing, waiting, went to baptize in a location where people were crossing from Jordan to Israel and Israel to Jordan. Same location where the children of Israel crossed from the desert into the promised land. Same place where Elijah was taken to heaven. Same location. And John stood there knowing this place is favored by a lot of people. So I need to be here. And he was told, go and baptize. What was baptism? A canvassing tool. It was a tool to see who is the one that the Holy Ghost would speak when he's being baptized, and he's baptizing people, and someone would be like, get the water, in the water, and when they come out, John will be waiting, and I'm like, thank you, you're baptized. John is waiting for a voice to say, that's him or that not. John was tricky. John was tricky. His job was not to baptize. No, That's why John the Baptist appears, I believe, twice in the Septuagint. That means it wasn't his name, John the Baptist. The baptizing was not his occupation. No, it was recognizing who was the Son of God. And the only way he could do it was to use a canvassing tool called baptism. So everyone would dip in the water, come out and go, that's not the guy. Another one would come, that's not the guy. When Jesus passed, has his cousin, he's thinking, no, not this guy. What? This is my beloved son. Boom, you're the one. So that was a canvassing tool. And remember, after that, you don't hear him baptizing people again. It was done. He had done his job. The next thing that comes to John is death. He's finished his race. What was happening? So he was using that as a canvassing tool. Try every business. The one the Holy Ghost comes on is the one you should be doing. Which one should I do? Which ones have you tried so far? And if you tried them, if you tried selling apples, why is that person in the corner, still on the corner, still making more money? Why is that person still there? If you tried selling suya in Nigeria or in Kenya, or you have brought the suya restaurant to Britain, how come? How come you are not making money? And yet the suya restaurant next door is making money. Research. Know you where you are. Don't be a dandy. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved. A man who needs not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. You have to rightly divide the word of truth. You have to know which one is which. Have to know this. It's important that you know it. Be in a certain level, your mindset, that if Christ is coming tomorrow, he is coming for a church that is without wrinkle or blemish, and not poor, not broke, not disgusted, not busted. This is a church that is able to buy buildings, a church that is able to win souls, a church that will allow a preacher to fly from here to another place to just save one person. That's what this thing is going to be. Jesus said, when I come back, will I find faith? He didn't say, will I find a church? No. You will find churches. He knew that. You will find people. But he said, will I find faith? Will I find faith? Not Christianity. He knew it was going to be here. So step out in faith. Amen. Do the thing that is right. No, you've already been given now the tools. The Lord has already given you, this is what is going to happen. There's an economic crisis coming. It's a global one. Someone was asking, is it also affecting Africa? If Africa is not part of the globe, no problem. This one is called global financial crisis. So wherever you are, make sure you are at the top of it. Say, oh, some people who are in Africa are crazy. You know, in that they say these things. You know, I was there too, and I would say these stupid things like, oh, that one is rich because it's connected to government. Are your hands tied? Connect yourself to that government too. No, I can't connect myself to this evil government. So you're going to wait for this government that is never coming to be in government. No, connect yourself to that government. The only way you can actually correct the rot in a certain location is a part of that rot. And when you get in there, don't be changed. Be the influencer. Don't be influenced. The problem is people join a corrupt government and then become corrupt. But if you go there and they see this one is clean, oh, you won't survive. Okay, tell me when you fail to survive. How can evil triumph over good? The Bible says it's not happening. Good triumphs over evil. So be in that location. Don't just cry, no, everyone is evil. The president is corrupt. This prime minister is corrupt. The other one is corrupt. Be in there. Be the one who is not corrupt. Be the one who is not corrupt. Be the one who is not corrupt. Go there and refuse to be corrupt. Refuse, join them. So, a lot of people don't get this. We are born again and spirit filled. Alright? That's exactly what we need to do. Get in there. Get in the thick of things. And decide how to change things. Decide. Now, what if I get into politics and do this and do this? The Bible says it's not by power. Not by mighty. But by my spirit. That's why people who have been Christians, they become president and they become evil ones. They become a prime minister and become the evil one. They become an ambassador and they become the evil ambassador. Yet they have the Holy Ghost. Why? Because it's not by political power. It's by my spirit, says the Spirit. Says the Lord. Now, if it is by his spirit, that means when you get in there, you clean the whole system by the spirit of the Lord in you. Now, so, listen guys, it is really, God is going to do something. God is going to do a lot of things for you. You just need to be in the right frame. All right, are you getting this?
Yes, sir.
Are you getting it?
Yes, sir.
So people, people wonder, someone was asking, when money becomes worthless, what is the use of getting it? Because they don't know what money is. That paper you have is not money. It's a what? A medium of exchange. That's the reason why poor people remain poor, is they don't know what money is. That's a medium of exchange. Medium of exchange. The real money is the value of the medium of exchange. The one that keeps that paper you call money with the value for it to be able to buy what it's buying is the real money. What backs that paper is money. So people get it wrong and they think, I need money, it means that paper. Listen to me, guys. God is going to do something for you, and the church will never be prevailed upon by the gates of hell. Amen. Even the gates of hell. Now, that means the economy is less than the gates of hell. The gates of hell. Sickness, less than the gates of hell. Since the gates of hell will not prevail. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for these that are listening right now, watching. I've delivered your message that there is a financial, global financial crisis coming. Father, in the name of Jesus, protect your people. Let the revelation of who they are and the system that they should follow be resident in them. That they know there is a different set of rules we operate under that is different to the world. That this message of financial crisis is mainly geared at the world, not at the Christians. But the Christians that follow the world system will suffer with those in the world. In the name of Jesus, I pray that they survive this global downturn. In Jesus' mighty name, financial crisis will not touch them. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. The church and you are different. Okay? The church and the world are different. The Christian and the world, different. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Listen, we use a different set of rules. We use a different set of rules. But if you want to be the same as the world, you will suffer the same thing. What does the Bible say? It says, you are gods and scripture cannot be broken. And then in the book of Psalms, it says this way, you are gods, but you die like me, amen. In other words, you are acting like me, amen, so you die like me, amen. Change the way you see things. Change the way you look at things. And act like real, real gods. We are children of God. The Bible says we are gods. The book of John says we are gods. The book of Psalms says, ye are gods, but you shall die like me, amen. You shall die like me, amen. You live like a me, amen. You will die like a me, amen. If you keep watching the things that I don't watch, you will never see the visions I don't see. That I see. If you keep hearing the things that I don't even give my ear attention to, you will keep hearing things that I will never hear. And you will never hear what I hear. If your eyes are used to watch nonsensical things, for example, Kardashian. I've never watched one. I've heard of it. Never watched it. What vision are you going to see? Some of you will be watching 2001 football match. 2000. You know the scores. You already know the scores. Your wife is in the room. Can we just do this together? I'm coming. Ah, Cantona is about to school. Ah, the same match you watched 2 years, 20 years ago. You watch it again today. You're still kind of acting, reacting the same way. You're even kicking your own children there. Trying to score. The Cantona has already resigned. And you're watching football. You think somehow you are going to be rich. Somehow it's going to happen. You're going to be rich. That kind of nonsense. So give your time to studying. Study to show thyself approved. A man who needs not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. That's the point. You're getting it now. You're getting it right? Just for example, when we say, I mentioned this statement, that very powerful statement. Your future obeys your seed. Imagine, your seed is the only thing your future obeys. I'm emboldened. I've got this kind of courage when it comes to my money. All right? That I know, how do I know? My seed dictated my future. So you can't do anything. And the seed, it's already sown. It's already in the ground. And the seed is already programmed to know exactly what to do. Some of you don't even have a partner. You are not partnering with nothing. There is no ministry you're partnering with. There is no ministry you tithe to. There is no ministry you're giving offerings to. Guess what? I don't have enough money. This thing about tithing was not about enough money. It was a percentage. That's why God gave it in percentages. He said 10. Now, so, but what if I 10% is too much? What will be my tithe? The word tithe means 10. That's an oxymoron. It actually means 10. If it's not 10, it's not tithe. So, you have no church you tithe to. You have no church you partner with. You have nothing. You just move around like, no, but I've got less money. Everyone has less money. Right now, I wish I had 200 billion. Okay? I wish I had 1 billion, 5 billion, 7 billion. You know, people just wish things. You want to have 1 million. That's what you're crying for. Until you get to 1 million, you realize it's chicken feed. Give your chickens on Monday, Tuesday, Friday, you are gone. You don't have anything. You get 1 million and you buy a house, and then you need a car now. After a car, you need food. Then you need TV and furniture. Then before you know it, like, okay, where did my 1 million go? That's how money is in this day. It's now useless. Get to the wealth that doesn't really rot, which is God's wealth. I'm giving you insight into reality right now. All right? Love you so much.